A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 436. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. One of the most common questions I get asked by my students is, what is the most effective way to learn English? Of course, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to learning English, and each person has to figure out a method that works best for them. However, there are some strategies you can use to help you develop positive feelings toward English. Let me share a few of those tips with you today.
生徒さんからよく聞かれる質問の一つに、英語を学ぶのに一番効果的な方法は何ですかというものがあります。もちろん、英語学習に万能な方法はありませんし、人それぞれ自分に合った方法を考えなければなりません。しかし、英語に対してポジティブなマインドセットを持つために役立つ方法はいくつかありますので、今日はそのヒントをいくつか紹介させてください。
The first is to make a connection.I think one of the best ways to give life to a language and make it fun is to connect learning English to your personal interests and goals. For example, if you enjoy cooking, watch YouTube videos on cooking in English and learn how to cook food from all around the world. Maybe your goal can be to attend an all-English cooking class one day. Or maybe your goal can be to invite exchange students to your home and teach them how to cook traditional Japanese food one day.Tying your personal interests and goals not only gives English life, but also makes it fun and enjoyable.
一つ目は、つながりを持たせることです。言語に命を与え、楽しくする最善の方法の一つは、英語を学ぶことを自分の興味や目標に結びつけることだと思います。例えば、料理が好きなら、YouTube で英語の料理動画を見て、世界各国の料理の作り方を学びます。いつか英語だけの料理教室に参加することが目標になるかもしれません。あるいは、いつか留学生を自宅に招いて、日本の伝統的な料理を教えることが目標になるかもしれません。自分の趣味と目標を結びつけることは、英語に命を与えるだけでなく、英語を学ぶことが楽しくなります。
The second tip is to create a fun learning environment. Learning English doesn't have to be this. Sit at my desk, read a textbook,and memorize difficult words and grammar for hours type of thing. Maybe when you were in school, that is how you had to learn English. But as an adult, you can choose your own study environment. So why not make it fun? Textbooks are great, but try to find materials that are fun and enjoyable to you, like TV shows, movies, YouTube shows, podcasts, or books. You can even listen to your favorite English-speaking artist and learn English from their lyrics.Just remember that there is no right or wrong way to learn English. As long as you are having fun, that is all that matters.
二つ目のコツは、楽しい学習環境を作ることです。英語学習は、机に向かって教科書を読んで、難しい単語や文法を何時間も暗記するといったものでなくてもいいのです。確かに学生時代はそうやって英語を学んでいたかもしれませんが、大人になってからは自分で勉強の環境を選べるので、楽しい環境を作りましょう。教科書もいいですが、テレビ番組や映画、YouTube やポッドキャスト、本など自分にとって楽しいと思える教材を探してみてください。好きな英語圏のアーティストの曲を聴いて、その歌詞から英語を学ぶこともできます。ただ、英語学習に正解も不正解もないことを忘れないでください。楽しめればそれでいいのです。
My third tip is to study and practice consistently, but don't overdo it.I think one of the biggest mistakes people make when they begin learning English is that they try to do too much right from the get-go. Take your time and go at your own pace. Remember that learning language is a lifelong journey, and there is no point in rushing to the finish line, because there is no finish line. The key is to do it every day, even if only a little. Consistent practice, even in small doses, can help you make steady progress and keep the momentum going.
3つ目のヒントは、絶えず勉強と練習することですが、やりすぎないでください。英語を学び始めた人が犯す最大の間違いの一つは、最初から多くのことをやりすぎようとすることだと思います。じっくりと自分のペースで進めることです。言語を学ぶことは生涯続く旅であり、ゴールラインがないため、急いでゴールラインに向かって走っても意味がありません。重要なのは、ほんの少しであってもそれをやることです。少量でも一貫した練習をすることで、着実に進歩し、その勢いを持続させることができます。
The fourth tip is to celebrate the small wins. It's no secret that learning a language can be challenging, so it is essential to recognize your hard work and success along the way, no matter how big or small. When it comes to learning a language, it's much easier to identify your weaknesses, what you lack, or areas you need to improve on. And in many cases, we tend to focus so much on what we lack that it ends up having a negative effect on our growth. Just as important as it is to recognize our areas of improvement, it's just as important to highlight areas we've improved on.
4つ目のヒントは、小さな成功を祝うことです。新しい言語を学ぶことが困難であることは周知の事実です。なので、どんなに大きくても小さくても、自分の努力と成功を認めてあげることが不可欠です。言語を学ぶことになると、自分の弱点や足りないもの、改善すべき点などを特定するのは簡単です。そして、多くの場合、自分の足りないところに目を向けすぎて、結局、成長に悪影響を与えてしまうことになります。改善すべき点を認識することが重要であるのと同様に、改善された点を強調することも重要なのです。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What's the most interesting place you visited in Japan?In today's conversation, Alex and CJ discuss some of the interesting places they visited in Japan. CJ shares a story about a waterless garden he visited that left a lasting impression. Let's listen to their conversation and find out what made this waterless garden so memorable.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんはこれまで訪れた日本国内の場所で一番面白かった場所はありますか?今日の会話では、アレックスと CJ が日本国内で訪れて面白かった場所について話します。CJ は枯山水の庭園が印象深かったエピソードを紹介します。今日の会話を聞きながら枯山水の何が思い出深かったのかを考えましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number 1. How long has CJ been a resident in Japan?
CJ はいつから日本に住んでいますか?
Number 2. What city did CJ name as his favorite in Japan that he's visited so far?
CJ がこれまでに日本で旅行した都市の中で一番好きな都市はどこですか?
Number 3.What did CJ's friend say that samurai used to do in the building they visited?
CJ の友人の話では、訪れた先の建造物で侍はどのように過ごしていましたか?
Life conversation.
So what's the most interesting place in Japan you've visited so far?
Oh, good question. Interesting question. Yeah.
And how long have you been in Japan, just as a side question?
I've only been here as a resident.For 2 years, but I've visited the country every year since 2007, except one year, 2010. Wow. So yeah, I would say my favorite place would be, in Fukuoka, or at least in that vicinity, in that area. There was I don't know the exact name, but it was a waterless garden.Is what my friend called it. Elder, yeah, he was probably in his 60s or so. Relatively young person. But anyway, he took us, me and my buddy, my friend, to this waterless garden. And it's that typical, you know, that scene that you see in anime where it's a wide open not a castle. I don't know what to call. Look more like a dojo, you know, this room.
I see.
Yeah. Very wide room, very empty. You know, it had the windows open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're walking through this place and you get to this room. It's got tatami mats all the way across. Really, really nice room. And you sit. And, you know, he said that the was it samurai would sit there before battle and meditate.
Wow.
Yeah, and so forth.
Yeah.
And of course, you got the small rocks representing the water. The moss was representing the land. And then the larger rocks representing mountains, I think it was. We just sat there. Yeah, he told us, sit down. Okay, we'll sit down. You know, and this is our first trip to Japan.
Yeah.
We're really soaking it in and absorbing everything. And we're just looking out. You know, we're not meditating about battle or anything, but, you know, just...
Right.
Just really,
I hope
just really,
not.
Yeah, right. Nothing like that. Probably meditating what we're going to eat for the evening, you know. But yeah, just, it was really cool. It was really cool. I actually asked him to take us back in a later visit some years later. But it was probably
really
one of the
cool.
coolest places. Yeah, it was
wow.
nice.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number 1. How long has CJ been a resident in Japan? CJ はいつから日本に住んでいますか? He's been a resident in Japan for 2 years as of this podcast. このポッドキャストの時点で日本に2年間滞在しています。Number 2.What city did CJ name as his favorite in Japan that he visited so far? CJ がこれまでに日本で旅行した都市の中で一番好きな都市はどこですか? His favorite city in Japan so far was Fukuoka. 今まで訪れた日本の都市の中で CJ は福岡が一番好きです。Number 3. What did CJ's friend say that samurai used to do in the building they visited?CJ の友人の話では、訪れた先の建造物で侍はどのように過ごしていましたか? He said samurai used to meditate in that building before going to battle. 侍は戦いに行く前に、その建造物の中で瞑想したと話しました。Summary 会話の要約 Alex and CJ continue their discussion of Japan-related topics by talking about their favorite places in Japan.CJ has only been living in Japan as a resident for 2 years, but has visited the country every year since 2007, except for 2010. アレックスと CJ は日本に関連する話題の続きとして日本の好きな場所について話を続けます。CJ は日本に居住してまだ2年ですが、2010年を除いて2007年から毎年日本を訪れています。So far, CJ's favorite place in Japan is Fukuoka. In or around the area of Fukuoka, on CJ's first trip to Japan, a Japanese friend of CJ's took him and another friend to a place that CJ remembers very well. CJ にとって今日本で一番好きな場所は福岡です。彼が初めて日本旅行をした時に、日本人の友人は彼ともう一人の友人を福岡とその周辺に連れて行ってくれましたが、CJ はある場所がとても印象的だったと言います。It was a waterless garden that surrounded a building that resembled a dojo. CJ said the place was similar to imagery commonly found in anime. それは、道場のような建造物を囲む水のない庭でした。CJ は、その場所がアニメによく出てくる場所に似ていたと話します。CJ's friend took them inside the dojo-like building,which had traditional architecture and tatami mats across the floor. His friend also said that in this building, samurai used to sit on the tatami mats and meditate prior to going to battle. CJ の友人は道場のような建造物に二人を連れて行きました。その建物は伝統的な建築法で建造されており、畳が敷かれていました。友人の話では、この場所では侍が戦いに行く前に畳に座り瞑想していたそうです。
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ Number 1. In the vicinity.何々の近くに。vicinity は近くや周辺を意味する単語です。特にある場所や地点の近くや周囲を表すときに使われ、一般的に in the vicinity 何々の近くにの形で使われます。例えば、あの周辺にいいレストランがたくさんあるは There are great restaurants in that vicinity. ホテルの周辺にはいいレストランがたくさんあるはThere are great restaurants in the vicinity of the hotel と表現します。例文 There are a few Japanese restaurants in the vicinity. 周辺には日本食レストランが数軒あります。There are many parks in the vicinity of the hotel. ホテル周辺には多くの公園があります。Are there any convenience stores in the vicinity? 周辺にコンビニはありますか?Number 2. Wide open. 広々とした。Wide は広い。Open は空いているを意味することから、Wide open は広々としたを意味します。ある場所やスペースが広々としていることを表し、例えば家具がほとんどない広々としたオフィスを Wide open office と言います。その他、ドアや窓などが完全に開いていることも表し、例えば、ドアが完全に開いているは、The door is wide open と言います。例文 He lives in a beautiful home with a wide open kitchen space. 彼は広々としたキッチンスペースのある素敵な家に住んでいます。Not only did I forget to lock the door, but also left it wide open.ドアに鍵をかけ忘れただけでなく、大きく開けっぱなしにしてしまいました。Tom fell asleep with his mouth wide open. トムは口を大きく開けたまま眠ってしまった。Number 3. Soak in. 味わう。Soak in は本来水などに浸かることを意味し、例えば、お風呂に浸かるは、Soak in a bath と言います。しかし日常会話では味わうや楽しむの意味として使うこともできます。特にある環境で経験をじっくりと味わうニュアンスが込められています。例えば、部屋から海が見えるホテルに泊まった時に、I soaked in the beautiful view of the ocean from my balcony. バルコニーから見える美しい海の景色を満喫しましたということができます。例文 The Grand Canyon was beautiful.And I soaked in the breathtaking view. グランドキャニオンは美しく、息を呑むような景色を楽しみました。I lived in the countryside for a year and soaked in the nature surrounding me. 1年間田舎に住んで、周りの自然を味わいました。I hung out at the beach and soaked in the sun. ビーチで時間を過ごし、日光浴をしました。Number 4.Or anything. とかそういうこと。Or anything は何々とかそういうことや何々や何かを意味し、一般的に文末で使われます。この表現は選択肢の範囲を広げる意味として使われ、述べたものだけでなく、それに関連した他のものを漠然と表すときに使われます。例えば、家に遊びに来た友達に、お茶か何か飲むと聞くときに、Would you like tea or anything? と言います。例文 Do you need help cleaning the house or anything? 家の掃除とか手伝いましょうか? I'm down for Japanese food, Korean food, Italian food, or anything. 日本料理でも韓国料理でもイタリア料理でも何でもいいよ。I'm not worried or anything, but it's better to be safe than sorry, right? 心配とかではありませんが、用心に越したことはないですよね。Number 5. Take someone back somewhere. 連れ戻す。Take someone back somewhere は人をある場所に連れ戻すことを意味します。例えばツアーが終わった後に、ツアーガイドがホテルまで連れて帰ってくれた場合、The tour guide took me back to the hotel と言います。例文。I wasn't feeling well and my friend took me back home. 体調が悪かったので友人が家に連れて帰ってくれました。Can you take me back to the restaurant? I think I left my wallet there. レストランに戻ってくれますか?財布を忘れたと思います。That ramen shop was so good that I asked my friend to take me back the following day. そのラーメン屋があまりにも美味しかったので、翌日も友人に頼んで連れてってもらいました。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number one. In the vicinity. There are a few Japanese restaurants in the vicinity.There are many parks in the vicinity of the hotel. Are there any convenience stores in the vicinity? Number two, wide open. He lives in a beautiful home with a wide open kitchen space.Not only did I forget to lock the door, but also left it wide open. Tom fell asleep with his mouth wide open. Number 3. Soak in. The Grand Canyon was beautiful, and I soaked in the breathtaking view.I lived in the countryside for a year and soaked in the nature surrounding me. I hung out at the beach and soaked in the sun. Number 4. Or anything. Do you need help cleaning the house or anything?I'm down for Japanese food, Korean food, Italian food, or anything. I'm not worried or anything, but it's better to be safe than sorry, right? Number 5. Take someone back somewhere.I wasn't feeling well, and my friend took me back home. Can you take me back to the restaurant? I think I left my wallet there. That ramen shop was so good that I asked my friend to take me back the following day.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So what's the most interesting place in Japan you've visited so far?
Oh, good question. Interesting question.
Yeah. How long have you been in Japan, just as a side question?
I've only been here as a resident for 2 years. But I've visited the country every year since 2007, except one year, 2010. Wow. So, yeah. I would say my favorite place would be in Fukuoka, or at least in that vicinity, in that area. There was a, I don't know the exact name, but it was a waterless garden is what my friend called it. Elder, yeah, he was probably in his 60s or so. Relatively young man, young person. But anyway, he took us, me and my buddy, my friend, to this waterless garden. And it's that typical, you know, that scene that you see in anime where it's a wide open, not a castle. I don't know what to call. Look more like a dojo, you know, this room.
I see.
Yeah, very wide room, very empty. You know, it had the windows open. And, you know, you're walking through this place and you get to this room. It's got tatami mats all the way across. Really, really nice room. And you sit. And, you know, he said that the was it samurai would sit there before battle and meditate.
Wow.
Yeah, and so forth.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got the small rocks representing the water. The moss was representing the land, and then the larger rocks representing mountains, I think it was. We just sat there. Yeah, he told us, sit down. Okay, we'll sit down, you know, and this is our first trip to Japan.
Yeah.
We're really soaking it in and absorbing everything. And we're just looking out, you know, we're not meditating about battle or anything, but, you know, just.
Right.
Just really,
I hope
just really,
not.
Yeah, right. Nothing like that. Probably meditating what we're going to eat for the evening, you know, but yeah, just, it was really cool. It was really cool. I actually asked him to take us back in a later visit, some years later, but it was probably
that
my,
is really
one of the
cool.
coolest places. Yeah. It was
wow.
nice.
Awesome job today. One of the most interesting places I visited in Japan was Naoshima Island. Naoshima is an island located in the Seto Inland Sea, and is famously known for its contemporary art, architecture, and sculptures. Many of you may have seen Instagram posts of people posing in front of the massive yellow and black pumpkin in Naoshima. That is the iconic pumpkin by the Japanese contemporary artist Yayoi Kusama. お疲れ様です。私が日本で訪れた場所の中で最も興味深かった場所の一つが直島です。直島は瀬戸内海にある島で、現代アートや建築、彫刻で有名な場所です。直島の巨大な黄色と黒のカボチャの前でポーズを取る人のインスタグラムの投稿を見たことがある人も多いと思います。それは日本の現代芸術家、草間彌生による象徴的なカボチャです。The first time I visited Naoshima was in my early 20s. My Japanese friend wanted to visit this artsy island, so one day we decided to take a day trip out there.We rented scooters and explored most of the island. There are random art collections everywhere, but the one I remember most is the enormous trash can that's 4.5 meters tall. Whether you're into art or not, it's a really fun place to visit. I definitely would love to go back there again someday. 私が初めて直島を訪れたのは20代前半の頃でした。日本人の友人がこの芸術的な島に行きたいと言っていたので、ある日、日帰りで行くことにしました。私たちはスクーターを借りて、島のほとんどを探検しました。至るところに規則性のないアートコレクションがありましたが、一番印象に残っているのは、高さ 4.5 メートルもある巨大なゴミ箱です。アートが好きな人もそうでない人も、本当に楽しい場所だと思います。またいつか絶対に行きたいと思います。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off,
Don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that'll allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. 最後に、ポッドキャストプラスを忘れずにチェックしてください。ポッドキャストプラスは新しいハパ英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスには、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day, and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.